Welcome back to the Overdunk Podcast. This is episode 72. I am not your normal host. I'm Lazadim, aka Venat, or Ven, as I am more commonly known. And I will be your host today because this is a special episode. It's Pride Month, and I've got gay people. Woo! Specifically, yeah. Gay women.
Gay.
I like gay women. yes, so let's all introduce ourselves then, starting in alphabetical order, Breadbox.
Hello, everyone. My name is Breadbox, a.k.a. Bren, and I use she, her pronouns.
All right, Jen?
Hi, I am Jen Marvel. I go by she, they. That's really all there is to me.
All right, Psyche?
I am Psyche, and I go by she, her. I love being gay.
All right, and I'll be using, normally when I'm on the podcast, I specifically use Lazadin, as that is my gamer tag and the name I am known by as a coach. I'll be using Ven, as that is my chosen name. I'm they, she, as far as pronouns are concerned. How are y'all doing today? How's your Pride Month been?
It's been
so
gay.
So good. So gay.
Very rainbow capitalist.
True. I know the whole rainbow capitalist points is like, on the one hand, I understand why people are a little wary about it, but on the other hand, it's like,
it's better than
if you like criticize them for like just throwing on the rainbow, but then you also get mad at them when they don't throw on the rainbow. It just kind of feels, I don't know, feels dumb. But I understand it, right? Like,
yeah,
I must
feels like better ways to spend your energy, I guess. Although the jokes are funny.
I also love gay clothing. I'm guilty. Like, I hate the whole capitalist thing, but I also love looking at cute gay things. So it's really a double-edged sword.
I've heard that Walmart has some good ones this year.
Yeah, yo.
I'll have to look into that. But that is what I was told. Maybe it's a regional thing, though.
I know that
Walmart's gay?
True.
I know that since Tears of the Kingdom has been a big thing, there's like, what are they called? Koroks? Mm-hmm. They have like different pride flag Koroks, like plushy things.
Oh my
and
God.
So
oh,
those have awesome. Been what I've been looking at a lot, even though I don't play Zelda that much. They're just really cute.
Yeah, that sounds adorable.
Wait,
I'll
that...
send you guys a link.
There's no way that's official merchandise, right?
Yeah, there's no way it's official.
Oh, yeah, no way. I doubt it. I'll have to send
it's
you guys
Nintendo,
a link.
Nintendo, what do you think?
All right. So moving on then, while Psyche's looking for that, Bren and Jen, you two very recently participated in UCS. How was that experience for you guys?
That was easily some of the most fun I've had playing Unite, especially like we only got to practice twice and Momo did not get to practice at all. I'm really thankful that you invited me onto that, Ven, because that's so much, it was really so much fun, and just, like, getting to connect with other queer members of the Unite community, especially, like, other trans women, like, or just, like, overall, just, like, gender, yes. it was just really nice to kind of be in a community where I was like, wow, these are people who are, like me, and it just felt good to be able to, like, just talk to other people who I related to in that way.
For me, it was really fun just, like, get a group of people together and just give it a go and have fun. And it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And we top 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play!
We did pretty well, all things considered.
I say we, like, I didn't get a little booted. But Shane didn't do that this month, though. Could have gotten to play in groups. But yeah, I was unfortunately booted by the TO. Unlucky. Perfectly reasonable decision. Do not harass them. The TOs are lovely people.
I would like to send an army personally to their front door.
Specifically armed with bricks. Yes, I agree. How about you, Psyche? What have you been up to recently? I know you've been busy with a couple of different projects.
Yeah. Well, so I'm the first gay person ever to exist. June 1st is my birthday. So like, I feel like the first gay thing I did this month was celebrate my birthday. So that's what I've been doing. And then Curly and I are hosting some like queer customs. I'm doing a little plug moment for a second. If anyone wants to join, hit me up. But yeah, that's going to be really exciting. I feel like I've just been, anyone that's like, hey, Pride, want to do something? I'm like, heck yeah, because I love being gay. But I'm not great at Pokemon Unite, which is the only thing that sets me apart in a lot of ways, is that like, I feel like I have a platform because I'm really good at messing up in game and it's funny. So I like to joke around, but playing the game and being good at it is something that isn't necessarily one of my strong suits.
I mean, let's be real. Everyone is shit at Pokemon at Unite, except Overlord. He's okay, I guess.
And even oh,
don't forget, don't forget Gen Lord, though.
True. I'm pretty sure, like, if I actually shit Overlord, like, World Fonts, he'd call the games Mickey Mouse.
If Overlord wants to 1v1 me, it would get more viewership than Worlds. I'm saying it right now.
I'm up right now.
Let's do it.
Oh my god.
We'll go crazy.
Gotta pull Overlord aside, say sorry. Grand Finals can wait. Gotta 1v1 Psyche really quick.
This is way more important.
Way more important.
During Pride Month it is, anyways.
That's true.
True. We have exactly 25 or 24 more days of existing. Man, they really picked the 30-day month, huh?
Yeah.
Right?
At least it's not the 27-day one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or Black History Month. Unfortunate.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
Actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, that's kind of fucked. Anyway.
Yeah. No kidding.
But yeah, normally we'll talk about upcoming tournaments. Normally, our regular episode is going to be tomorrow, but I will leave a little bit of space here. Anybody particularly excited for anything in the group stage this weekend?
I'm looking forward to, obviously, Group D.
Yeah, I sure hope they show a lot of matches from Group D, considering that there are a fairly significant amount of interesting matches, you know? Just really hope they show more of those.
Oh, and yeah, someone in chat just mentioned the OC stream.
Yes, true. Finally,
official one, and I'm actually gonna be really excited to watch.
Yeah, I agree. Kella has done such a good job of giving them exposure. I'm so glad they finally get their big stage moment.
Long overdue.
Long, long, long overdue.
Like, honestly, shout out to Kalosaurus for doing that every month, every time there's a tournament. Mm-hmm. It's always been interesting to watch and see how other regions play the game compared to our own.
Yeah, and putting stuff together like that can't be easy. Like, I know so much time and effort goes into that. So that's huge that she's always done that. And I'm excited they're getting their shot, but huge shout out to her. And all the people that have casted and organized it with her.
True. Big Kella fan. I believe she's another member of the queer community too, isn't she? I could be misremembering there.
Is she, you know?
Is she, you know?
Maybe I'm remembering wrong. Apologies, Kella, if I've accidentally assigned you gay.
You are now gay.
You're honorary.
True. Yeah, obviously I'll give more complete thoughts tomorrow. It's definitely, there's a lot of interesting matches happening this weekend. We'll have, I don't think we have another guest, it'll just be the usual three. But yeah, if that's what you're here for, you'll get that tomorrow. Because now we're going to talk about gay things.
Yeah.
Yo.
Specifically, what it's like being queer in the Unite community. And this time, I'm going to go in reverse alphabetical order and torment Psyche first.
Oh, party. Wait. Love it.
Doesn't V come after?
So
I'm the host.
That's true, I guess.
I'm the host now. I decided you go first, Ben.
Yeah, I'll hop on cam again and become the host.
Oh my fucking god. If you want me to go first, I'll go first. Jesus Christ.
No, I can go first. You just want me to talk about what it's like being gay in the scene?
What have your experience has been as a queer woman in the scene?
Well, I think, you know, there's already a separate experience just being a woman in the scene.
Yeah.
There have been moments, especially early on when I first started becoming part of the community, where I knew that there were men that were playing with me that, you know, were kind of playing to make advances. And as soon as I made it pretty clear that I'm not interested, I've lost friendships over it. I've definitely lost, and, you know, they're not actually friendships if that's the intent the whole time. But there came a point where I was like, okay, I need to be really clear with my presence. Like, this is who I am. I think a lot of times in real life, and you ladies can probably all attest to this, you kind of have to shrink yourself down as a queer person. Mm-hmm. But in the Unite community, I know for me at least, it's this beautiful thing where I can actually be myself. I can be queer, and I'm very loud about it now. The more I've learned in the community, the more I've talked to people, the more I've had friends who lift me up and give me the voice that I have now, the more I realized, like, if I'm going to be absolutely 100% myself, this is the place to do it. So it's come with its ups and downs. I've definitely had people, I think the worst I've ever felt about it was when people, like, harassed me about my friendships with other women. That's, yeah, I've had men, like, in my DMs telling me that that I'm, like, trying to jump from woman to woman, or, like, I'm flirting with all my friends and stuff, and I'm like, it's not really what I'm going for, I'm just playing Pokemon Unite, but that's fine. So that's been the hardest part for me, but ultimately I think being queer in the Unite community, for me at least, it's actually helped me realize that as a content creator, I do have a leadership position in the queer community too, and that means that I do work as hard as I can to keep my space safe for other queer people in the community as well, so we can all have that unique bond. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely agree. You've been a great leader for the queer community as far as I'm concerned. I believe you are the largest queer content creator in the Unite space right now. I could be wrong on that.
You know,
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I guess maybe Cookie Dough's numbers might be a little bigger. Either way, like, it up there for sure.
I just realized what I said could be taken as a threat.
Yes.
I didn't even know what you said. Should I be worried?
I said not for long.
Oh God.
Oh no.
She is outside your house with a brick.
Yeah, no, I've actually had conversations before, though, that I genuinely thought that there were a lot more queer content creators.
No, yeah, it was like, when I was,
go ahead.
I was like, I was thinking about, like, because the art showcase that Psycho will be co-hosting later this month, I was talking with someone, and the initial person I approached about this was not a queer person themselves. And I was like, well, how many queer streamers are there, like, actually? And I and we both sat there for like fucking 20 minutes and were like explicitly I was looking for people with like somewhat larger platforms to help amplify the voice, right? And I was like, all right, so let's think of queer streamers that have like larger followings than me, for example. And it's like, okay, there's Psyche. And
I think you'd be, you know, and I'm not gonna out anyone, but I think you'd be surprised that, you know, as for me, I do make a big part of my content about being queer. And I think, again, because it's kind of a release for me versus my real life in small town Texas. But I think I probably have the largest platform where I'm very open, very, let me make a gay joke every like 12 seconds and listen to like really super hyper gay music. But there are so many creators in the scene that are just not as out and loud about it as I am. That being said, though, I'm definitely up there, which shocks me just because I still feel so new to streaming and stuff. I don't know. It's a weird thing to think about, I guess.
It's funny that the person in the chat mentions Muck because that was who I was talking to. Muck is, as far as I'm aware, and I did... Muck is not queer, as far as I'm aware. Though he certainly does act a little gay sometimes.
I don't know. For a quote-unquote straight person, he does talk about kissing guys a lot.
True.
He's awesome.
Muck is straight, but Chad is gay. I agree.
Muck is one of those people, and like, I feel this way about Curly too, where there's so many queer people in chat all the time. Like, even if they themselves aren't queer, I feel so safe where they are because I just always find gay people there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they've also like very vocally shown support, like just every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a thing. Sorry, you go, Saki.
I was just gonna say, and I know that, like, for me, part of coming out of my own shell is because I've had friends like Curly, and like a lot of my straight friends are like, no, be yourself, like, do you, we support you no matter what. And that is so important for a queer person and in any community.
And like, that's a thing too, right? Like, talking about people like being outspoken, right? It's actually, it seems easy, but it does seem kind of hard sometimes too, you know? Like, it's not something that everybody does really effectively. There's been a lot of, especially with recent issues, a lot of like deafening silence. So it does make you more appreciative of those that are willing to speak out.
100%.
But I'm sure we will get into some of those specific issues as I turn to my trans friends here. Because a lot of those are centered around, well, our topics. We had to invite the one token estrogen producer here, sorry.
We had to. To be one. I told them that they could make, at like 7 was the cutoff for the cis jokes. So there's one.
Alright, there's one. I probably won't even get through this set. 7. But yeah. Which one? Let's see. Reverse alphabetical order, I said. So, Jen, it is your turn.
Well, for me, I've had like such an overall good experience as a queer person in the community, because almost everywhere I've went in like some streamer's chat or wherever, there's always been other queer people that I could just be friends with and have some kind of community with, other than just Unite. And it's been honestly incredible. Like, the first person first community I actually became a part of, I think, was Ender's community, and there were actually so many other individuals in the LGBT community. And I was like, wow, these are my people. They play the same game I really like to play, and they're also queer. There's like such a good like connection there. And then I just started branching off into other communities in the same game, just that also have really large queer viewer bases and communities. And I see in chat Seal asking, did Jen meet girlfriend from Unite? Yes, Jen did meet girlfriend from Unite. I actually found her from another creator in the space, a Roaring Mechanism. I became like a mod in his chat and everything. Hung out with him a lot. And then at some point I like see stalkings on Twitter, and apparently it was from Roaring following her. And I was like, wow, I'm gay. And it kind of just kind of went from there. And that experience has been incredible. And like, yeah, I'm so gay. And the community has done nothing but like support that, really. It's been such an incredible experience.
All right, glad to hear that. That's definitely, yes, I would say that's like largely been reflective of my experience too. It's been overall like a very supportive community, especially like the streamers that you know to go to. And generally the streamers like whose chats aren't like that, like I just kind of naturally avoid to begin with. So it's like, just kind of works out naturally, you know? Just find a lot of gay people. Brian, what have your experiences been like?
This is where the story gets a little bit sad. So I am in a very unique kind of position, I think, in that I am a relatively well-known... Like, yes, Psyche has big numbers, but I play with Spraggles. No, I'm kidding. but that is a thing, is very early on in my content creation / Pokemon Unite career, I was invited to play on a team with Spraggles, and so suddenly a lot of people happened to know who I was. Not everybody knew who my pronoun or what my pronouns were. However, I was very fortunate to be on a team of people who were more than happy to use my pronouns and like correct people in chat. But it does start to eat at you a little bit when you're getting misgendered a lot. And does come a certain point, at least for me personally, where the energy of reminding people, hey, these are my pronouns, I put them on screen for a stream just to see if it would help. It didn't. Like, the people who know obviously know and they help correct. But that's something that I definitely shouldn't feel guilty about, but that's still something that I'm kind of working through myself of, like, I'm allowed to be who I am, and I'm allowed to ask other people to respect who I am. But when you're on YouTube too, like, that on its own I had kind of an unhealthy relationship with, and that's part of why I've stopped posting videos. But the other part is just I really didn't feel comfortable asserting myself there just because of my past experience with YouTube. I don't know how YouTube is now for comment sections, other than when I occasionally browse them and go, nope, I'm not going any further into that. So when a lot of comments call me bro or just use he, him pronouns or things like that, it's hard to, in a comment, just kind of be like, hey, reminder, this is who I am, because it starts to feel like I'm replying to every other comment with this, and I don't want to come off as like, I hate that I feel this way, but I hate to feel like, oh, here I am, like the pronoun police, respect my pronouns or else, but like, I want to be respected. Pronouns esports. Oh my gosh.
I should have the name for me. Fuck.
Damn. Oh well. It's really unfortunate because I have met some of the most supportive and just understanding and respectful people that I have ever met, to be perfectly frank. In this community, I have felt so welcomed by the people who I talk to regularly, and even people who I don't talk to so regularly. Everyone who knows who I am, like who truly like has interacted with me or like has hung out in my chat for a bit, or just like, people, I guess, I don't know if paying attention is the right way, but just like being familiar enough with me to know who I am, they respect that, and they don't make me feel different. They make me feel accepted, and they make me feel great. The thing that I've really struggled with is, how do I really approach those people who don't know yet? It's very difficult, because in my real life, you know, I do get misgendered. It happens. I'm not the most passing person, but I am very comfortable with how I look and how I present. There's not anything that I'm really planning to change on that. I think I look pretty cute, not gonna lie. So it's really difficult to kind of assert that, especially when there's also some pressure as a content creator to kind of just brush off certain things like that so that you maintain an audience. You don't want to look bad. You don't want to have a bad experience with someone. And it really, truly has affected how often I create content. Especially with certain incidents with some well-known figures in the community who were kind of... There were some things that happened. If you know, you know. It was all on Twitter, and it was an absolute mess. That was kind of when I was like, I need to take a break from content for a bit, because I don't really know who I can trust right now. Like, I think I know who's safe, but then there's someone else who's just not. And it's kind of hard to feel that kind of distrust. Like, I knew the people closest to me I could trust. Like, Ven. Obviously, I can trust Ven. But people who I hadn't interacted with that much, and like, it was just kind of difficult to look into the camera and like be comfortable being myself, knowing that there were members in the community that, like, if I tell them who I am, what happens? And I would hope that they would respect who I am. But I think that's the words that I have.
Yeah, totally understand that. And that's kind of like, I don't know, that's kind of the perpetual like issue of it, right? Especially with non-passing voices and not obvious like indicators, right? Sometimes like people are just fucking dense and you do need to just whatever, right? Like brush it off. But it takes a lot of energy to do that, right? Like, I definitely sympathize with your experiences. It's been I would be lying if I said mine were much different. And yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard to go from there.
Yeah, that's why I said the story gets a little bit sad.
Yeah. Do I follow the usual Ven tradition of the Overdrunk podcast and be by far the most like pessimistic and critical one?
Do it.
If that is your story and your experience, like, that is exactly what today is for. So yes. You're us. This is about queer people in the community, and in this space and in this day and time, trans people have been so under attack and so silenced. You have a voice, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right. Let's start with something. I'm not gonna like go too deep into detail. I obviously I've said things on this podcast before, like on one of our regular episodes when a bunch of it was happening. I didn't end up ever releasing that statement. I ended up reworking it into something else. Which I'll talk about at the end of the episode. But here's the thing, right? I did not start Unite as a trans woman. I started Unite as a cis man. That is what people knew me as. I then, while I was already pretty high up in the community, realized I was non-binary. Then over the course of the next 6 months, I realized I was trans. It was a slow process, and I don't blame people for being slow on their adoption or just straight up not knowing, right? Like, it's not your duty to keep up with strangers. But on the flip side, there's definitely a noticeable difference in the way people treat you, right? There's, and part of that is like the general like community has gotten a bit less like interwoven, especially like on the pro side of things as time has gone on, because the way the UCS format is structured just generally disincentivizes you from like being too close to people with people from other teams, and that just makes total sense. But also, like, you know, like I don't know, like it's just harder for me nowadays to find like friends that actually like do respect me for who I am, for friends outside of like queer spaces. And finding friends inside of queer space has been great. Like being able to connect to this whole new group of people is awesome. And it really, and the other thing is, right, like you become a lot more cognizant of the way people react to things, of silence, of false words, right? Of like the little words of encouragement that anybody can say. And I don't want to call out anybody specifically on this podcast, because to be honest, I'd rather just use my own platform for that, and I'm not going to use Unite Mics for that. But there's a lot of them, right? Like, there's a lot of people that just say one thing and do another. There's a lot of them that will say the empty words and then just ignore the things that are in front of them. And it sucks to be able to, like, to have to pay attention to that kind of thing, right? And Brent kind of alluded to that, right? Like, there are things that, like, we would notice that, like, 90% of the population just wouldn't notice at all, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and they're so suspicious. Like, again, not to get into specifics, but like, both of the major cases of Twitter cancellations, quote unquote, for transphobia this year, I could have told you that a fucking year ago, right? Like, I could have, I already knew that about both those people. It was obvious. And I wager a guess that Brent and Jen, like, if they had interacted with them before, kind of knew it too. I don't think Brent ever did, but Jen, I'm certain, did, right?
I hadn't interacted with them, but you'd kind of warned me, and then when things went down, it was like, yep, there it is.
Yep.
Who was it?
I'm talking, I didn't name any specific names, okay. But I'm saying, like, the two major, like, incidents this year, right? Like, you know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But like you kind of like know ahead of time who those people are, before like anything even comes to light. The signs are always there, and it's like people ask you like why you don't trust people or like why you don't like people, and it's kind of hard to explain. You know, like it's genuinely hard to explain those signs to people that don't naturally see them. And I'm not sure how to rectify that. I'm genuinely not. What I will say to content creators and general community figures, and I know this was a lesson that a couple of them, especially some of the bigger ones this year, that have already had to learn. If you don't... How do I say this? It's not virtue signaling to legitimately stand up for someone's rights, you know? Like, it's not... you might think it's not your place to comment on something, but if you have a large enough platform and you have those kind of, like, and you have, like, trans people in your audience, right? They will legitimately appreciate it if you stand up for them, you know? And there's gonna be some people that fucking hate your guts for it. I know, like, the moment I started tweeting anything trans, like, 3 or 4 people just come out of the woodwork and call me ugly or something. Like, oh, what the fuck? Like, those are the kind of people that would be, like, toxic to you in the comment section anyway. Like, those are not the fans you want. And if you do have those kind of fans, and you're worried about losing a substantial portion of your fan base for saying, like, you support your trans friends and you are standing for their rights, especially during Pride Month, So what kind of fan base are you building, genuinely?
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that I need to keep in mind, like, because I do, I miss, and I think the other thing that has been hard, like, half of it is the whole, like, queer identity thing. The other half is just, gosh, why is Zacian still a thing? Zacian, however you want to say it, blah. It's like, I love Unite, Sif. And I think that the A9 buffs have gotten me playing it a lot more than I was and enjoying my time playing it more. But, man, it just really sucks to not... I just want consistent balance patches.
Mm-hmm.
I just want, like, because as a content creator, too, it is so difficult to continue making content for the same patch because you run out of things that are changed very quickly. It's like, oh yeah, I could release a video on, like, each move that got changed. It's like, okay, we have another month till a patch.
Yeah, and I feel like when it comes to the game itself, when you're not seeing a lot of progress in patch notes and you're not seeing a lot of the things that the community has been, like, begging for in the game, and then people are getting bored and frustrated with each other, and we see all this quarreling about, you know, our identities and your identities as trans people, it's like, if the game's already unattractive to you, it makes it so much harder to be immersed in the community when everything being brought up is a fight for your own rights, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I can only imagine how difficult it's been for the trans content creators and players and stuff to not only be frustrated with the game, but just have to feel like they're fighting for their lives every day in the community that they're supposed to be enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Depressing.
A collective sigh.
it's just depressing. There's no two ways about it, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's one of those things where you're like, you want to say you see hope on the horizon, and then you look around, you're like, never mind. At least, like, the game's getting better. Like, that's a positive thing, I guess. The game is probably getting better very soon, and that's great. But that doesn't change what was already there, right? And that doesn't change, like, you know. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this, but I believe I can. There's no way I'm not allowed to say this, but, like, I'm contracted as a coach for 2 years.
Just be ready with the censor button.
Yeah.
I'm contracted as a coach for until the end of 2024. And it's like, part of me, like, you know, like, no offense to LG, right? Like, they've been nothing but supportive, both the org and the players within. But, like, I see that, and I'm like, part of me is, like, dreading 18 months of that, right? Because of how the community can be sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to dig too deep into my own story. I apologize.
Maybe I'm misinterpreting what you're saying, but that almost, like, because it is a wider community issue, I feel like it's less reflective on LG and more just circumstantial. Yes. Of the community.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with the way LG has treated me. Let me make that abundantly clear. They have been more than supportive. LG themselves have gone out of their way to, like, I had an issue with a specific clause in the contract. They said that's not necessary. They wrote it out, right? Like, any combination that I've asked for, they've given. Let me make that abundantly clear.
We love LG here.
Yes. It's just, like, a general community issue.
Hmm. So,
so true. I do love LG. I love lesbians and gays.
True.
Me too. Papa. Can I ask a question as the cisgender person in this group?
Sure.
Let you girlies have the floor.
Interesting proposition.
So, in those moments of frustration, desperation, or you feel like things are so difficult, because, you know, I am queer, but I have a whole different perspective than you all. What is it that gives you the most hope when you are feeling really low about where things seem to be headed in the community?
Ven inviting me into a team of trans people.
Love.
Like, that brought back so much of my interest in the game, just because I was like, oh, friends, 5 stacks. Friends and 5 stacks.
I mean, no, you go, John. Sorry.
Something for me was just seeing a lot of people come together for support, and especially, like, people with bigger voices than I do. Like, showing support and everything. Like, I don't think it's any secret about the stuff that I've done on Twitter, like, a couple months ago. Whenever I had all those people coming around me to, like, show support and everything, it was like, wow, that's great. That gave me a lot of hope and everything. And even, like, some of the people personally reaching out to me about it all gave me a lot of hope.
Ben?
For me, it's been like a combination of, well, my experience is, again, a little bit different, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the way I entered the community. For me, it's been a couple of, you know, like, generally speaking, a couple of, like, different, like, close friends that have made it worth the time, or, you know, like, smaller communities I've built up, just getting to hang out with other people that actually do understand the way you think and feel, right? And, like, do understand, like, the pain you go through, right? Being able to just sit there and have the, like, connection of shared experience has been what's really driven me forward. Thanks to, you know, like, great people like Miss Jen and Miss Bren here. Maybe I should make more friends that don't have names that rhyme with mine.
feel free to use my full name or the extended
Jen Marvel. Inside joke, the podcast viewers will not understand because it happened before we were on hot mic. Anyway, keep up the rhymes? Okay, will do. But yeah, like, that's the kind of thing, right? Like, you build a community, you share experiences, you share knowledge, right? And that's kind of how you, like, stay strong in spite of everything.
Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for sharing. Sorry to take over for a sec.
You are the main character. You were going to have camera on.
True. I'm the side host. No, but I really wanted to know y'all's perspective, because I know it's a lot different than mine.
I mean, hey, you know, that's part of the point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your name is now Sen. Enjoy.
Sen. Psychin.
Love it. I thought of, not gonna lie.
All right, chat, vote for Sen or Psychin. Zoinks, you know what to do.
That's true. And Zoinks, make sure to update the name. And sorry, Zoinks, not to tell you what to do, but also to tell you what to do because it's Pride Month. We have to change Psyche's name to match what the results of the poll are.
Big Sen fan? Okay.
I'm making a poll right now. I've got my mod privileges on.
True. Psyche or Sen, chat? You got your
mod hat.
I got my mod hat on. Love being a mod.
I don't know. It's kind of funny, like, thinking about, like, how... there's a bit of irony in how, like, generally queer positive the Unite community is, like, as a whole. especially considering one of like the earliest instances of Unite drama that I could remember was fucking Timmy being homophobic on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny. Like, it's genuinely so funny.
I know someone who made that their like Discord banner.
Yeah.
Big fan
of
Witty.
It's so funny though. It's like horrible, but it's hilarious.
This is my favorite kind of voting, the kind of voting where you can vote multiple times.
Oh, you put those, you put channel points in. Oh, baby.
Oh, gosh. Saiken taking a commanding lead in the poll.
I didn't say that I used them.
I guess I'm Saiken now.
I like it. Saiken.
I have to be a little different. I have to have two syllables.
True. The second syllable is because you're cis.
Yeah. Hey, cis joke counter, too.
True. I only went through two. We have like 5 minutes left.
Wow.
Shit. Unlucky. The problem is, like, I don't, like, it's hard to make cis jokes without sounding like a trans medicalist. I don't know.
I love a good joke. Nothing's off the table. You know me.
Well, yeah, but okay. But the problem is, like, when I say transphobia, it's like it's a like version of transphobia in itself, right? Like making a joke about like like things that would change via like operations or something, right? Like it's hard to like incorporate it.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's very fair. Just know I can't clap back, and I'm not going to.
True.
I refuse.
All right, anyway, with that lovely topic, let's start wrapping things up. Anybody got any fun plans for the rest of the month? I know you already mentioned something, Psyche.
Yes. So again, Curly and I are hosting Queer Customs. Like we mentioned before, I have a decent sized platform, and obviously Curly is like queen of Unite. So we thought it would be an awesome idea to use both of our platforms to actually spotlight queer people. And so we are gonna cast, and we've let people sign up. There's a Discord server. We want to keep people safe, obviously. So like, if you're interested, hit me up on Twitter, Discord. You can whisper me here. And I will shoot you details. We would love for anyone to join. Allies are welcome. We're gonna give queer people the chance to like have dibs on first spots, but anyone's welcome to celebrate queer voices in the community. Also, I'm gonna be co-hosting with Vin later, but I'll let you talk more about that. Okay. But that's also another event that I'm excited about. So that's what I've got going on.
I'm tilted. Okay. God damn it, Brent. All right. Brent, doing anything special this month? Could be, you know, actual like public events, or hey, you could just talk about some festival you're going through or something. I don't know.
That is a great question. I'll see how I'm doing. I think it's relatively dependent on just how general life is going. I'm starting composing again, which is very exciting. I haven't done nice. That really since like Ooh. Last year after I got my master's degree in it. Humble flex number two. First one was being friends with Spraggles, and the second one is having a master's degree. I'll probably be playing with Jen on Jen's stream occasionally, hanging out in people's Discords. So I'm around. I'm still here. I may not be as loud, but you can also find me getting Pokemon banned from the competitive scene, so woo! True. Excited for the next patch. Can't wait to see what I can ban.
Redbox is the master of just posting things in the investigatory leads chat in the MathCore, which is a private chat. Don't go looking for it. And just like making everybody collectively growing behind the scenes. It's really fantastic. Unless it's Cram, in which case it's always Witty's fault.
It's true.
I say that, I click on the chat, and there's a Cram bug yeah. 20 minutes ago. I yeah. am so tilted.
I was wondering if you were referencing that specifically, or if you were just like going along with it.
There's another one?
I haven't looked at the clip, but like I see Winnie post a cram clip in the chat, and it is so funny.
Oh my god!
All right,
cram will never be. Will never.
Cram will never be okay.
Competitive.
All right, Jen.
I'm going to Ohio.
Yeah.
Woo. Water.
Ohio!
Yeah, Columbus!
Columbus, the most interesting place to go with, and, and NAIC! And yeah. The pop-up Pokemon Center that comes with NAIC, and I'm sure there's some Ohio natives that are getting really mad at me right now.
Real life hell!
True!
Not even Cramorant in Ohio.
There is no Cramorant in Ohio, unfortunately.
Maybe at the pop-up.
Maybe. Maybe there will be a Cramorant plush there.
I hope not. I will always maintain the fact that that Cramorant is the last pre-inflation Pokemon that I still don't own.
Fair enough.
From before they increased coin prices over 10k.
All right.
Cram's the last one. And will always be there. It will Free never Cram. Be a Pokemon that I own.
To clarify for the person asking, no, Ohio is not actually that bad. There was a like major ecological incident like early on in the year. That's mostly cleaned up now.
Ohio's just really in general.
It's just kind of boring. Like it's kind of just that's what it is. Like it's a very uninteresting state. Like a lot of Midwest states are. I say that as someone who's born in Indiana. Well, no, I was born in Indiana. I lived in Indiana. I was here when I was younger though. But yeah, obviously I have announced this before, but this is the first of the four things that I am doing this month as far as. Queer-related events go. This week is Gave or Dunk with these three lovely ladies. I'm so grateful for them to have been on the podcast, and I'm very grateful to Zoinks for letting us use the Unite Mics platform to talk about our experiences. Next week, I will be... I haven't settled on a time slash day yet, but I will be... taking time out of my like weekend to sit down and tell like my full experience, like front to back, right? Of how I realized I was who I was, what that did to my relationships, my friendships, you know, like all those things, right? Because it's sometimes hard for people to understand those stories, like looking in, right? That's all I really want, is to give people the chance to hear and empathize with the story and maybe just get a better understanding of what it's like to experience those things. So that'll be next weekend. Weekend after that, I've obviously previously announced we'll be doing an artist showcase. If you know any queer artists, please go to my Twitter account. I don't think I have the tweet pinned. I will go change that. We are trying to show off all your lovely art, me and Psyche.
Yeah.
That Friday, please excuse me while I pull up a calendar because I don't remember things. 23rd. probably somewhere between 6:30 and 7 p.m. EST will be the start. I'm trying not to overlap if there's another event happening that day. I'm trying to have us wrap up before that one started. So it might start a little earlier, might start a little later. We'll see. Depends on how many entries we get. We want to show your art to the world. We want to tell your story to the world. We want to give you the opportunity to advertise your commissions, you know? Like, art's hard. Make money off of it. Don't feel guilty for asking people for money. I know this sounds ridiculous to probably a lot of the non-artist people, but holy shit, artists just need to ask people for money more. Like, I just see the problem every time.
Speaking as a person who makes music and has a hard time asking for money for it, true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that'll be your opportunity to do that. So just go ahead and check that out on my Twitter, Lazadin1, I believe is my handle right now. Currently missing the check mark due to some issues with Twitter verified orgs. I love Twitter. yeah. And then the last week of the month, I'm still not ready to announce because it is a shitload of planning, but it's big and it probably won't actually happen the last week of this month. It'll probably end up being a little bit later than that just because NAIC is that weekend and I want to give it the time and respect it deserves. Some people might have already figured it out, both based off of hints that I've given, and also there was a private survey that went around not too long ago. But if you do, keep your mouth shut. But yeah, so like I said, Lazadin1's my Twitter account, Lazadin11 is my Twitch. I will probably start streaming on YouTube because of the recent Twitch changes. Holy shit, those are bad. Wow.
Yeah.
They just hate creators over there, huh? And during Pride Month, homophobic.
Amen. classic Twitch.
Twitch moment.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't Twitch have the T in LGBT stands for Twitch thing at some point? I swear they did that. Did I make that up in my head?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but that's
No. It was the G stands for gamer. That's what it was. It was the G stands for gamer.
Oh. Well.
Oh my very god. Cute. Anyway. So now it's all your turns to advertise your social media platform, starting with Brent.
Breadbox TTV everywhere, including YouTube, because Breadbox was taken. So I will forever have TTV in my name, and I think it's funny also. I've committed.
That is funny. Jen.
Jen Marvel on Twitch, and Jen Marvel with an I instead of an L on Twitter. That's where you can find me.
Common Jen Marv L, anyway.
Okay, L as it is.
All right. Psyche.
I am Psyche STR everywhere. The STR is definitely open to interpretation because it was supposed to stand for star. But a lot of people think it stands for other stuff, and that's fine. But it's not straight.
Psyche straight, I agree.
It can be Stromboli. It's not straight.
All right. With that, that'll conclude our special Gaverdunk episode number 72 of Overdunk. Thanks, everybody, for being here.
Thank you for inviting us on.
Thank you for
Thank you for giving us the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful night, everyone. And be sure to be here same time, I believe, tomorrow. Double check those links. Yeah, I was just like, okay, yeah. So 9 p.m. EST tomorrow for our usual preview of the regional groups and finals for EU, but not NA.